You are Locked On Fantasy, your daily NFL fantasy podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Locked On Fantasy Football Podcast. As usual, I'm your host, Vinny Iyer. When I'm going to do this, I'm writing about NFL and fantasy football for SportingNews.com. It's time to wrap up the week here on Locked On Fantasy Football, going into Week 6, Sunday and Monday games. That means we'll take everything we've learned from our matchup breakdowns there Wednesday and Thursday of all the games if we missed that, looking at it from a DFS perspective for DraftKings and FanDuel, the players you should be targeting across positions there, quarterback, running back, wide receiver, tight end, and defense this week. And then we'll talk briefly about the Bucks-Eagles game and the result there with the Bucks holding off the Eagles in the end there to win the game. And also we'll look at the injury updates there. And you need to know a lot of stuff there we need to think about here going into the weekend, and a lot of things we're going to really dissect once we get to really the final practice reports, but a lot of things in flux here that we want a little bit more clarification about. I think we'll get that here on later in the day on Friday, so we'll do our best guess to tell you what's going on and know what you need to monitor here there based on the statuses so far early in the week. All right, before we dive into it, thanks for making Locked On Fantasy Football your first listen every day. We're free and available on all platforms. All right. Bucks-Eagles, a pretty simple game last night. Tom Brady cooled off a little bit, but not really. They had four touchdowns. It just happened to be that Leonard Fournette ran in two. The Eagles were playing them deep. The Eagles played pretty well, better than we thought. They contained Mike Evans. Chris Godwin didn't have as big a game as we thought. Antonio Brown lit it up for a second straight game here. But really, the Bucks can do whatever they want in the passing game. Sometimes it breaks down a little bit. Maybe the thumb affected him, some pressure in his face, Brady. But he ends up with a pretty modest day with the two touchdown passes. Did have an interception in the game, but that's what Brady's going to do. And it really just comes down to the touchdowns. Last week we got five. This week we get two as they score two on the ground. Last week Fournette did score. So he's hot here. He's a big part of what they're doing. Fournette looks good. He looks like the Jaguars' prime Fournette. And a big part of what they're going to do. Rob Gronkowski missing another game here. So O.J. Howard gets one of the scores. The other goes to A.B. here for the touchdown. So Evans and Godwin, it's frustrating a bit if you're managers of those players because, look, they were the men here. They were dominating with Jameis Winston. Then they bring in Gronk, and now they go to O.J. Howard, a little healthier from his Achilles from last year. They've got Cameron Brait, and then we know Brady loves A.B. all over the field in key situations. And A.B. looks like elite A.B., and when A.B. was on fire for the Steelers, he was a premier receiver. Evans and Godwin are pretty good receivers, but if Brown is playing that way, he's going to develop in the go-to guy for Brady, and Brady has a point to kind of prove with him, and that's what we're seeing here with that production. Now, on the Eagles side of things, Miles Sanders got a little bit of late burst in the game to get involved, kind of catching the Bucks by surprise, where they were running the ball well trailing there by a couple scores. The Eagles make it a six-point game with a two-point conversion. Jalen Hurts, two rushing touchdowns there, passing touchdown in the game. So Ertz was the guy who scored, but this is the last touchdown Zach Ertz will score for the Eagles. He was traded to the Cardinals, and apparently he knew about the trade, so he was putting his last Eagles game out there as a captain. He scores a touchdown. Dallas Goedert was on the COVID list. Easiest call ever there to plug in Ertz against that Bucs defense to score. Now, Devonta Smith could have had a bigger game. Jalen Reagor, a couple deep balls, but there were some pass interference calls that were pretty obvious there. So the penalty yardage really hurt just the normal plays in this game for sure. Held the Bucks back quite a bit offensively and gave the Eagles some chunk plays where they didn't have to put up some yardage there to pad their stats in the game. So interesting development get there. The two highly penalized teams and kind of affected the box score a little bit. But so Dallas Goedert all alone now. No worries when he comes back here in week 7. You got Zach Ertz moving on to the Cardinals here. So Max Williams goes down. So if we're interested in Max Williams as a deep tight end play, after his kind of mini breakout here, the former Raven. He goes down and they acquire Ertz. Again, a lot of mouths to feed in that offense. DeAndre Hopkins, AJ Green, Rondell Moore, Christian Kirk. So you just have to be very limited with Ertz, but it's about the same value you had now behind Dallas Goedert, where he was a backup stash on your bench with no one playable. And so really, overall, the value of Ertz does not change at all here into 2021 as he's gets moved here right before the trade deadline later this month. All right, well, that's enough there to talk about Thursday Night Football, the main things we need to know there. Let's move on to the quarterbacks we want to target there in DFS this week, and then we'll get to running backs, wide receivers, tight ends, and defenses in our next segment, and then injury updates will close the show and the week here on Lockdown Fantasy Football. Justin Herbert is my number one target here. On the higher end, 7,300 DraftKings, 8,000 on FanDuel. Pay up, he can stay hot. He's a streaky young quarterback. The Ravens secondary shot here. That should be one of the highest scoring games of the week. You could look at Lamar Jackson on the other side as well, but really like Justin Herbert as a young gun here against that Ravens secondary. Go there with a shootout, 7,300, 8,000. You'll drop it down. I also love Joe Burrow, 6,300 and 7,400 RS prices on DraftKings and FanDuel. Playing a really bad line, secondary, pass defense overall. Joe Burrow good to go with the throat injury here. So look for Joe Burrow to really light it up this week. As, again, the running game a little bit shorthanded here with Joe Mixon battling an ankle injury. I think he'll be fine to play. But Samaje Perine is also battling the COVID-19 list. So that's going to change the way the Bengals approach maybe and be a little bit more pass happier in that game to really jump on the Lions. All right. The next player that I like is Carson Wentz at quarterback, 5,400 on DraftKings, 6,700 on FanDuel, so a little bit bargain, dropping there another 9,000 on DK, 7,000 on FanDuel. And in that same price range, he's actually a little bit more on FanDuel, 6,900 there is Jared Goff. Good discount there on DraftKings, 5,100. So let's start with Wentz and here, and two guys that are tied together always by that draft. Carson Wentz now in Indianapolis, starting to look good. This passing game is starting to come alive. They have more weapons here. I don't think T.Y. Hilton will be out there, designated return, but Wentz is going to get you good return. So more of a cash game play there where Herbert and Burrow can put up those big games that you might want to consider in tournaments. Wentz, more of the solid game that can complement a lineup where you load up elsewhere. The matchup against the Texans is pretty darn good, and you can go there this week. Jared Goff. If Joe Burrow is going to be throwing a lot, Jared Goff is certainly going to throw a lot on the other side. The Bengals' defense is vulnerable enough where Goff can put up some numbers there in the second half with this healthy guy. So hopefully a rebound game for T.J. Hockenson. A little bit more from Amon-Ra St. Brown and Khalif Raymond maybe to help Jared Goff in that game. But a pure volume-based garbage play is Jared Goff this week. All right, that takes care of looking at the Bucks-Eagles takeaways or quarterback targets there. DFS-wise, we're back and better than ever. All eyes are on the gridiron. Our teams are back for another football season. As always, BetOnline is your number one spot for all the pro and college football action this season. With a few updated site and interface, even more odds, props, and contests, BetOnline continues to be the number one source for everything football. Head to the website and use your mobile device today to sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Don't forget to use the promo code LOCKEDON to receive your bonus. From football, basketball, boxing, right down to your favorite Vegas casino games, don't wait to take advantage of all the amazing offers available for the 2021 season. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your favorite sports. BetOnline, where the game starts. All right, it's time to continue the show here and look at the running backs. And before we do that, again, thanks again for making Locked On Fantasy Football your first listen every day. We're free and available on all platforms. All right. So, running back, I liked Justin Herbert. Well, I like his running back as well in this one to do a lot of damage. The Ravens are pretty shot and weak at linebacker, back seven, not great at safety. Their defense a bit depleted here. Austin Eckler, 7,900 on DraftKings, 8,400 on FanDuel. That's also a sneaky stack. People don't love the quarterback running back stacks, but Eckler is a rare breed. He's a receiving back that should have a big role in this game, so I wouldn't mind going there this week, but it's quite a high price. I would pick and try to get one of these guys in your lineup between Herbert Eckler to attach yourself to the Chargers offense big time for that Ravens game. The next no-brainer guy to go after is Jonathan Taylor against the Texans. Everyone seems to be a little bit banged up that isn't Eckler or Taylor. in the top tier of running backs here this week. So 6,600 for Taylor, coming off that big game against the Ravens. Gets the Texans at home, 7,500 on DraftKings. Good value there. You have Daryl Henderson. They're going to be ahead against the Giants, Rams. 10-point favorites there. 6,000 on DraftKings, 7,300 on FanDuel for Daryl Henderson. You can also get Sonny Michel as a bargain and a flex play behind Daryl Henderson. Joe Mixon should have the backfield to himself. He might get a few more touches, but they could be effective touches against the Lions. 6,400 DraftKings, 7,000 on FanDuel. DeAndre Swift in that same game, 6,300 and 7,100. Swift looking good in the passing game, a lot of checkdowns. Could be a key source of production for Jared Goff. So kind of the Herbert-Eckler tie-in there in their new offense, and Goff-Swift in their old offense there with Anthony Lynn. And then looking at J.D. McKissick, I think he's going to be involved in the game plan quite a bit. There's no Cam Sims. There's no Curtis Samuel. I think you'll see Ricky Seals-Jones as a supporting player for Terry McLaurin. And you'll also see McKissick catching a lot of passes. The game script is going to be negative against the Chiefs. Antonio Gibson is banged up. So it all lines up for McKissick to having a bigger role here and a good return on investment as a cheap little flex play or an RB2 in DFS at that price. Speaking of Terry McLaurin, I really like him. 7,100 on DraftKings, 7,400 on FanDuel this week. Good combination there. Taylor Heinicke against that secondary. Looks like the Chiefs will be without top corner Tre'Davious Ward again. Ja'Marr Chase, if you want to stack him with Joe Burrow, go ahead and do it. It worked last week, 6,700 on DraftKings, 7,800 on FanDuel. Same game again, Brandon Cooks and Michael Pittman Jr. 5,800 for Cooks, 6,500 on DraftKings there. 5,558 for Michael Pittman. So I think they'll be busy going back and forth, Wentz and Davis Mills. The Texans will put up some garbage numbers. The Colts will put some go-ahead numbers there. But Pittman and Cooks should be involved as their team's clear-cut go-to guys. Jacoby Myers, also the same price, 5,500 and 5,800 there from the Patriots. And finally, Rondale Moore, 4,600 there and 5,700 there as a play for the Cardinals. The Browns secondary a little bit beat up in the peripheral positions, and they'll get Rondale Moore a little bit more involved, I think, this week for your Cardinals. At tight end, Mark Andrews, the guy you're paying up for. Chargers are pretty weak in covering the tight end. Andrews just busted out last week. So not chasing the box scores, but I think momentum is going to carry. Andrews can be a streaky player as well. But that's how you attack the Chargers, 5,200 on DraftKings, 6,300 on FanDuel. I also like Tyler Higbee a lot, that price playing off the running game there for the Rams as they're control of that one. He scores for a second straight week, I think. And 4,400 on DraftKings, 5,500 on FanDuel. And Jared Cook, tying ourselves to that Chargers offense again, 3,200 on DraftKings, 5,400 on FanDuel. Now, looking at defense, the two teams I'm targeting here for the cheap portion, the Vikings, 2,900 on DraftKings, 3,700 on FanDuel. They get the Panthers on the road. They'll have some opportunities for turnovers and sacks there with their defensive line. And you look at the Browns. I mean, I know they're playing the Cardinals this week, but Kyler Murray has a bit of a shoulder injury. I think there could be some mistakes made in the passing game on top of the big plays. And the Browns' defense looking healthier with Jadeveon Clowney. Probably going to be back there with Myles Garrett. The secondary could have Greg Newsom back, as well as Denzel Ward and Greedy Williams. So I think there's some plays to be had. We've seen it happen before. Kyler Murray can't throw pick sixes pretty often, and when he forces something in coverage. So you get a cheap play there. If once you get a pick six, you're in business with that value. So 2,600 on DraftKings, 3,600 on FanDuel. We'll close looking at the injury updates here on the show. So almost done with a week of Locked On Fantasy Football. I do have to tell you more about Built Bar, the most delicious protein bar ever. It is a protein bar that tastes like a candy bar, and you can celebrate freedom of choice with Built Bar. Built Bar has so many delicious flavors. There's something for everyone. When you talk to a Built Bar fan, they're definitely passionate about their favorites. If you don't know the Built Bar flavors well, you're missing out. Coconut, cherry barcia, raspberry, mint brownie, double chocolate, salted caramel, strawberry, orange, cookies and cream, German chocolate. These are their core flavors. The only way to find out what your favorite flavor is to get a mix box for you to each of 9 flavors. Not only Built Bar flavors are the best tasting, whatever flavor you get, they're also healthy for you too. 17 to 18 grams protein, 130 to 180 calories, 4 to 5 grams sugar, and only 4 to 5 grams net carbs. Amazing flavors, all tasty, all healthy. And make sure you're checking out all their special flavors as well from time to time. Built Bar is also the official protein bar of the U.S. track and field team. I think that's pretty cool as well. Go to built.com and use the promo code LOCK15 and you get 15% off your order. Use the promo code LOCK15 for 15% off at built.com. All right, it is time to close the show and do some rapid-fire injury updates for you. Let's go through it. Quarterbacks, running backs, wide receivers, tight ends. Kyler Murray has a right shoulder injury. This is concerning because we know his production dropped off last year when he played through it, so hopefully it's not too bad. Not a recurrence here, but something to keep in mind going into that game. Lamar Jackson battling a different illness, not the COVID thing that can keep him out, but he'll be good for the Chargers. Justin Fields really got his ribs and knee banged up there in Las Vegas, but he's good to go for the Packers, now that you use him. Joe Burrow, we said the throat injury is not an issue. Jacoby Brissett, we'll watch that with a hamstring injury. Could miss the Jaguars game in London. Tua Tagovailoa, we'll see who they named the starter there. Coming back from the ribs injury. Daniel Jones was upgraded limited the other day, so he might have a chance to actually play against the Rams. Not going to recommend him in that matchup. Ben Roethlisberger is going to play on Sunday night as usual for the Steelers. Pectoral and hip injuries. Russell Wilson, a little bit of progress in practice, but he's going to miss at least a few weeks here with that right finger injury. So first time we won't have Wilson in fantasy football since he's been in the league in 2012. Geno Smith getting the start there. Chase Edmonds was a little bit banged up last week. That continues his shoulder. He should be okay here for the Browns. Christian McCaffrey, not a good sign that he went from limited to no practice there on Thursday. So be prepared that McCaffrey really is a 50-50 proposition early in the week. May not play against the Vikings. Damian Williams is on the COVID list. So probably Khalil Herbert getting the work there for the Bears. No relation there against the Packers. So Khalil Herbert, hopefully that he's available in some of your leagues and you can pick him up here beyond Damian Williams. Joe Mixon should be okay to get a few more touches of the ankle. Samaje Perine on the COVID list there. It's a little bit concerning that Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt, Chubb with a calf, Kareem Hunt with wrist and knee, didn't practice for 2 days. We think they're both going to play there. We'll follow that on Friday evening. Yeah, Ezekiel Elliott with a ribs injury. He should be okay for the Patriots here. They're just a little bit banged up. Melvin Gordon missed practice here, so we'll see how it goes with him. If he can get back on track here for the Raiders game. Otherwise, he'll be a little bit more Javonte Williams. DeAndre Swift is okay with a growing injury for the Lions. Aaron Jones is going to keep playing through that ankle injury for the Packers. Josh Jacobs had a bit of an illness. Peyton Barber going to return there, but Jacobs should be fine. Dalvin Cook got a full practicing, so he's trending in the right direction, unlike McCaffrey for that Panthers-Vikings game. He should return against the Panthers. Alexander Mattison limited there with a shoulder injury. Damian Harris trending in the right way with his rib injury, limited practice. He could be out there against the Cowboys. We know Saquon Barkley's not going to play with the ankle injury. Devontae Booker starting for the Giants against the Rams. Chris Carson set to miss another game with a neck injury, the arthritic neck. That means you're going to have more Alex Collins getting the key touches in a tough matchup against the Steelers. Antonio Gibson going to play through that chin injury again. DeAndre Hopkins has an illness, but he'll be good to go for the Cardinals at wide receiver. Sammy Watkins not going to be available for the Ravens this week with a thigh injury. Allen Robinson will see 2 missed practices with an ankle. He might not be out there for the Bears. Darnell Mooney will with his growing injury. Cortland Sutton fine with the ankle injury. He's going to play against the Raiders for the Broncos. Marvin Jones Jr. had a little personal issue matter that he had to take care of, but he's good for the Dolphins. Tyreek Hill has missed 2 practices with what's described as a quad contusion. We'll make sure he goes there for the Chiefs. Mike Williams has missed 2 practices for the Chargers with knee injury. That could bump up the usage of Keenan Allen and Austin Eckler should he miss the game in Baltimore. Devontae Parker, probably out for that game in London against the Jaguars, shoulder and hamstring injury. Didn't play as a surprise inactive last week. Preston Williams at his limited there with the growing injury. Justin Jefferson and Adam Thielen, ankle and foot respectively, didn't practice, but they're expected to play against the Panthers. Kenny Golladay not playing for the Giants with his knee hyperextension. Sterling Shepard and Darius Slayton could return from their hamstring. Kadarius Toney will play through the ankle injury. Juju Smith-Schuster not going to play with a shoulder injury. Chase Claypool, however, good to go with the hamstring for the Steelers. Watch DK Metcalf. The foot issues causing problems. Downgraded no practice, so Friday will be key for him. A.J. Brown and Julio Jones going to return and look good together with their hamstring injury there, but tough matchup against the Bills on Monday night. Curtis Samuel not playing for the Washington football team this week. At tight end, TJ Hockenson is going to be fine with a knee injury. Wanted to be a little bit more effective this week. Robert Tonyan has a knee injury, but he'll be okay with limited practice for 2 days. For the Bears, Darren Waller is at a knee issue, but he's good to go. For the Broncos, for the Raiders. And again, those are your key injury updates here for week number six, the weekend games there. So check them out here. And make sure that you're tracking it all the way through the inactives announcement about 11:45 to noon Eastern time there on Sunday. All right. Thanks for making Locked On Fantasy Football your first listen every day. And don't forget, we'll be around the corner here, Roundup Monday, breaking down all the major takeaways we saw from Sunday's action there. And we'll kind of put a bow on everything we see and give you the most important takeaways. Now make your second listen to the Peacock Williamson NFL Show. Brian Peacock and former NFL scout Matt Williamson give you the expert NFL analysis in less than 30 minutes. It's free and available on all platforms. That wraps up this edition of Locked On Fantasy Football. This has been Vinny Iyer. Have a great weekend and good luck in all your fantasy football matchups here, and I hope you win them all.